Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it's time for another weekend review. And this one I have been looking forward to since it was announced. It's the new movie from the mind of M. Night Shyamalan called Old. Now, if you're not familiar with his work, he's all about the misdirection and the twists in most of his movies. I'm not talking about that Earth thing he did, which was lousy. And the one, what's the other one he did? He did The Avatar, which he totally butchered and ruined that. Not talking about those movies that were, you know, pretty much straightforward. I'm talking about those other ones. Now, when he's in his bag, I mean, he's really good. Like, The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable, those were like, for me anyway, those were like perfect. But when it's bad, it's really bad. Like with The Happening and Lady in the Water, which, yeah, those were at the very end of his spectrum. Sometimes he lands somewhere in the middle, now that I'm thinking about it. The Village, I know some people either hated it or they liked it. For me, it was somewhere in the middle. And Glass, I thought, was mostly good, but there was some stuff in there that didn't work either, so I kind of like that one. Sometimes he's in the middle. Personally, what I think the problem is, he got caught up in early success of his first couple movies, and then he kind of started chasing the twists instead of just letting them play out. I recently saw this Quentin Tarantino thing, and you guys would get sick of me talking about him. I just love his movies, but he recently had an interview where he said he just lets the characters tell him where they're going. Now, sometimes he'll take creative control of the situation, but for the most part, the characters tell him where to go, and if, you know, it's true to their personality and that's where they end up, then that's where they end up. And I think sometimes he forces the conclusion there instead of just letting it flow to the logical conclusion, which may or may not be some kind of, you know, big twist. He kind of tries to throw a wrench in there and try to make us gasp and like, oh, the reveal. Like Signs, for example, if you're not quite sure what I mean. Signs, that was pretty good up until the ending where the big reveal was, you know, and this is spoiler, I'm sorry if you haven't seen it, this is spoilers. The aliens are allergic to water, which makes zero sense. So, let's get this straight. They invaded a planet that's mostly water, not to mention the weather, it rains and it's, you know, it gets misty out and things. So, they didn't know any of that before they came here. Or The Happening. That's another one which, to me, made it pretty clear he doesn't know what he wanted to do with this story. After the setup, which was pretty good, he just didn't know where to go or how to end it. That was a piece of trash. But The Visit was very solid. And I kind of liked Glass in there. Like I said, there was a few problems in there. So I kind of wondered if he's going to impress me with this one, or if, you know, this is going to be another one of those disjointed disappointments. So, what is this one about? We start out with a typical family in the car. We get some of that Are We There Yet stuff. You know, family banter. Spoiler free. We get to the resort and we're greeted by the manager. The place is immaculate. They check in. They go to the beach. We meet some of the characters. Later that night, the parents get into an argument, and there's some indication that something's wrong with one of them, spoiler free. The next day, we meet more characters, another situation. Again, not going to get any of that because I'm not going to spoil any of that stuff for you. The manager tells them about this exclusive beach that he only invites some of the guests to, and he arranges for them to go. So they get there with the off-limit signs and everything. And the beach is backed by these mountains, and they had this walk through this passage to kind of get there. And I mean, it's nice. It's a very beautiful beach. And the kids are playing hide-and-seek, and everyone's getting settled. And one of the kids finds something in the water. And that's where I'm going to stop. Because from there, they find out something very strange is going on at the beach, and, you know, there's something else going on. And then they find out that they can't leave. So will they figure out what's going on and how to escape the beach is the ultimate goal here. And what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 57% on the Rotten scale with 102 scores, and the audience at a 43% with less than 50 verified scores, as of this recording anyway. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. Great job on building the suspense and overall wonder of the whole situation. My eyes were wide the whole time, like trying to take everything in, like, what am I seeing here? What's going on? So once they get to the beach and things start happening, I mean, you're really engaged for the most part at, you know, everything that's going on. He also did a great job, I think, anyway. Some people may not like it, but he did something different with the direction here where you don't quite see what's happening. It's always off camera, or the camera always kind of pans away just when something's going to happen, or he kind of hides it until he wants us to see, and we're sitting there wondering, like, what is he hiding from us? So it kind of feels like we're a third party looking in on something, and we can't quite get a full view. And I thought that was very effective, at least for this type of movie anyway. Also want to point out, it was smart. I mean, all the characters acted accordingly to their personalities and what they should be doing, and it made sense for them to kind of discuss things and take the actions they took. It wasn't forced, and there wasn't a whole bunch of super convenient things for us to get to the conclusions and, you know, think what we thought throughout the movie. Now, of course, I've got to mention the story and the twist. The overall concept, which, of course, spoiler-free, plays with time. It's been done before, but he took this in a whole different direction, and I honestly didn't see it coming. Now, the perfect twist in movies, all the clues have to be there for you to follow and be there, like, right in your face. And when they do the reveal, if you don't figure it out, it hits you like a wave, and you start remembering all this stuff that you couldn't quite place while you were watching it, or stuff that didn't quite make sense. Here, I understood the overall connection and everything that was going on, but maybe I didn't get all the clues, or I didn't see all the things coming, but he got me on the ultimate twist. Yeah, I didn't get it. I'll be honest. Yeah, the ultimate twist part of it, I totally missed it. And when he revealed it, I was like, oh, okay. So he was very successful in that. Even sitting here thinking back about it, I don't know how I was supposed to arrive at that place. There's certain things that, you know, like certain clues and breadcrumbs that you see, and they show them again at the end, but I'm not quite sure how I would have arrived at that place. Now, there's the ending, and this is where my negatives are going to start, because maybe this is nitpicky, maybe not, but for me, less is more, especially with these type of movies. And what I mean by that is he goes too far to wrap everything up. And it kind of invalidates all the work of the mystery and all the, you know, all the stuff he built going into it. The speed of the resolution was just too fast. He didn't really need to hold our hand through the whole process. For me, after he reveals the twist, and then he reveals what does happens to the fate of some of the characters, he should have just closed it out right there. Spoiler free, that was been in the perfect spot to just stop. The rest was just too much. It's like you heard my criticism on sometimes not knowing how to end things, and he kind of overcompensated. It was like, okay, I'm making it clear. Here's what happened. Here's what didn't need to do all that. Now I know this one's a nitpick, but I'm calling BS on everyone being scared of a certain character. Spoiler free again, but what happens between this character and the rest of the group, and one character in particular, when you see him, no way this dude allows that, or there's no way this dude couldn't have done something. So I'm gonna leave it there. Like I said, it might be a nitpick, but yeah, it was just something that stuck out to me. This movie clocks in at almost 2 hours long, and there was easily 10 minutes on that beach they could have cut. Parts of that drug one and got a little tedious. And again, they could have lost another 5 minutes off that end. As I stated, just wasn't needed. I would have preferred he just let my mind wander like he did with the rest of the movie. The first two acts, I just was sitting there wondering what was going on. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? And yeah, I'm going to say yes. I would give this one a 70% on the Rotten scale. While the ending was too heavy-handed in leading me to the conclusion, and it was a little boring in some parts of the beach, and it, you know, ran on a little bit too long. And it was something I didn't really have time to get into, but there's some deeper themes here, and I really couldn't get into them because it was spoiled the movie. He brought up some deeper themes that I kind of wish he would explore a little more instead of just bringing them up and then just, you know, not doing anything with them. But he did create some good characters. There was people to root for, somebody to root against. The story and material was handled in a pretty original way. The twist was successful and didn't feel like he cheated. Didn't feel like he, you know, took us someplace where we weren't supposed to go. I feel like if I watch it back, maybe I'll get all the clues he put in there. But either way, it wasn't just something thrown together to fool you. He earned that ending and felt, you know, felt deserved. If you like mysteries and suspense, this is a must watch, I would think. And just exclusively for fans of his movies, this is closer to the top than it is the bottom. He doesn't quite nail the execution all the way, but this is still a very solid recommendation, and I would definitely go check this out if you are into these type of movies. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. I'm up on all the streaming platforms now, whether it be Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcast. I'm everywhere now, so you can definitely go and check me out. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Even if you don't subscribe, you know, share this with somebody else that's in the movies. And yeah, I do a lot of random stuff here. This is going to be the summer of kind of big movies, though. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff coming out of the theater that I want to check out. So just honestly speaking, the randomness of the movies I select is probably not going to be as random as it should be. I think I got one this weekend that's going to be kind of random, though, and I'm really looking forward to it. Teasing you a little bit, the plot looks a little original, somewhat original, I should say. But more on that next episode. Now I am rambling on. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for support, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.